What's up, Packers fans? Aaron Nagler here with your extra cheese after the Packers fall to the Buffalo Bills in their final preseason game of 2021. And thank goodness, get on the plane, get the hell out of there. No major injuries. Monster W in that regard. Other than that, yes, a lot of JV members of the Packers squad going up against the varsity of the Buffalo Bills, and outcomes were predictable in that regard. I mean, you can take away a few things here and there, mostly from Jordan Love's play, obviously. That's what I think a big part of this entirety of the preseason. Unfortunately, he missed some time, obviously, but that is the biggest kind of development you wanted to see. Jordan played a little over a half. Matt had indicated earlier this week that he would probably play just the half, so not surprised to see him get a little bit more work than that, given the up and down nature of his performance in the first half. Saw a lot of young QB stuff, right? Things look good in rhythm when they're on schedule, and things break down, there's pressure reverting to some bad habits. That interception absolutely cannot have its first down. You got to live to fight another day. And this came after a great fourth down play where his initial read is drawn up to hit that guy in the flat, get an easy first down. That was pretty much covered. He didn't panic, found Daphne, you know, late, you know, up that right sideline for a big gain. That's great to see. That's what's to be expected from young quarterback play, obviously. Hello to everybody in the comment section. Good to see everybody. Steven Crosby punting. Yes, according to the broadcast, Mason just wanted to. That's how little these games mean, by the way. Why did J-Lo throw that INT, Randy? Because he panicked. There's pressure right in his face. Evan, thanks for the super chat. Kylan Hill, a slow 40, yet very explosive. Love it. How can you not love Kylan Hill? That guy is 5 yards waiting to happen every time he touches the ball. I absolutely love it. He is going to be a chain mover. I don't know how we'll see scrimmage this year, but you got to love having him on the team. Tommy, thanks for the super chat. 90s Packers steamrolled through the preseason 11-2 in the MVP years. Is there any benefit in winning or at least being competitive in these games? No, Tommy. Let me tell you something right now. Don't compare eras, especially when you're talking about the preseason. It means absolutely nothing. There are different philosophies on how to handle the preseason, obviously, but I'm sure plenty of people will tell you about Detroit's undefeated preseason year prior to going 0-16. The preseason is best utilized by each individual coaching staff, however they see fit. Now, obviously, sitting 31 guys, which the Packers did today, is all about A, keeping guys healthy, obviously, but B, because they want to see these young guys in tough situations, and they most certainly did today. That is how Matt has chosen to handle it. I'm not always a fan of it, but I understand it from a evaluation standpoint, what you want to get out of these games. But the wins and losses mean absolutely nothing. Less than nothing, actually. Mason Crosby punted today. That's how little this game matters. Our twos and threes versus their ones, I say not bad. Kyle, yeah, a little bit. I mean, there were hints of really nice play along the way, no doubt about it, from deep reserves against the starting. I mean, the Buffalo Bills had their starting offensive line in there deep into the third quarter, and we're still throwing it around the yard. You know, it's not a bad day at the office when you get a look at guys like Jack Heflin and some of these younger guys. Cole Van Landen was out there in the second half, you know, against some of these frontline players. That's a good thing. That's what you want. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Was that DPI on fourth and goal? Andrew, who cares? Honestly, who cares? No? Let's say no. We'll go with that. Devin, thanks for the super chat. Malik Taylor, so clutch and underrated. Love it also. Fantastic snag up the right sideline. I'm not completely convinced he got that second foot in, but they counted it. Doesn't matter. On we go. But a great, great snag. And what a dime from Jordan Love. Oh, my gosh. Also, speaking of that free play, what a job by Jordan Love with the hard count and the cadence. Buffalo could not hold their water. Unfortunately, he also got his own team once, but man, you talk about a kid who I think he utilized the hard count well in college, but clearly a year plus hanging around Aaron Rodgers has only upped his game in that regard. That's a really nice weapon to have as a quarterback, a young quarterback in the league. Get yourself some free yardage. Thought that was really, and we've seen it in camp quite a bit, and it was nice to see that extended into some preseason action, no doubt about it. Lunar, thanks for the super chat. Jordan Love is a good quarterback. I think he's a developing quarterback. I think he has the chance to be good. Let's put it that way. You can't coach tackling. Zachary, I keep saying it. I think we see continuously on the Packers side of things, like, there are precious few pure good tacklers on the Packers defense. Fire take. The bottom half of the roster would not make a great football team. Thank you, Fantasy Football Master Debater. Think Heflin makes it? Becky, I do. I really hope he does. I mean, I'm obviously pulling for the kid, but I have not seen a single thing. I haven't seen one rep in practice or in a preseason game that shows that it's too big for him. I think, is he the most athletically gifted guy out there? Of course not. But you can't teach his hustle and effort. The guy just brings it on every single play. And he's really football smart. We've seen a couple of examples of that. We saw it again today. Yeah, I really hope so. I would suspect he does. Tim, thanks for the super chat. Kylan Hill, another seventh round gem, shaping up that way. Certainly cannot begrudge his effort. Certainly looks like a real NFL bona fide running back. I said it before. I don't know how much he gets involved in the offense this year, although maybe Matt, seeing what they've seen throughout camp in the preseason, they start to say, okay, well, maybe we got to drop a package for this kid. But it's nice to know he's there. Regardless, Sternberger had a rough day. He had one really rough play, that third down where he missed the reach block and that the goal line attempt got blown up. That was a tough play. Other than that, I thought it was fine. Fine day at the office from Jace outside of that play. Sammy, thanks for the super chat. Thoughts on the offense? Well, they moved the ball all day. They just kept shooting themselves in the foot with mistakes, whether it was Jordan Love throwing it up, there's guys with some questionable protection, et cetera. But, you know, for guys who are basically 2, 3, and sometimes even fourth on the depth chart, going against the number ones for the Bills for a lot of the afternoon, I thought they did some really nice stuff. I thought Braden had a really nice showing at right tackle when he was in there. Hansen showed how rough he's been at center. I don't think it's going to be tough to see him making the squad. But overall, offensively, I thought, yeah, they did some really nice stuff considering the level of competition they were going up against. Love's snap count was legit. Yeah, agreed. Just talked about that. Javier, thanks for the super chat. That J-Love performance was still quite better than A-Rod's second ever preseason game. So, yeah, this means nothing. People relax. I've seen a lot of people today on Twitter kind of saying something akin to this, like, you know, oh, Rodgers had a rough preseason too. And it's true, he did. But, you know, it's such a different era. They're being asked to do very different things in very different offenses. It's hard to make much of a comparison. But that said, Jordan Love is a very young quarterback, has not gotten a ton of reps, obviously. So there are going to be growing pains, and there are going to be times like we saw today with that interception. Those are things you're going to live with. Hell, how many times do we see Brett Favre make that same exact play when he was a 10-year veteran? You know, the question for Jordan is, can he learn from it? That's the most important part. Situationally aware. It's first down. Just eat it. You got two more downs to get that first down. Those are the things you hope he learns from. Was Stokes out there at all today? Also, the new cornerback looked like a liability in coverage. Well, Andrew, that's why they traded him. That was a classic change of scenery exchange between the New York Giants. And Yidam is there for special teams if he makes the squad at all. No one is expecting him to play from scrimmage. As far as Stokes, no. Stokes got hurt himself in practice on Thursday, so they held him out today. Is Amari Rodgers terrible at returns? I don't think so. That's a weird question after today. I don't get that. Jerry Mannion, thanks for the super chat. Hello from Laramie, Wyoming. What's up? I am a diehard Allen and Packer fan. I loved J-Love in college in the Mountain West when I worked for Wyoming. Huge potential. He is a lot of that. A lot of potential. Untapped at this point. But we'll see. Krista, who's wide receiver 6? Malik Taylor. Pencil him in. Overshadow, thanks for the super chat. As Olive would say, this offense freaking slaps. Nice. Well done. Well played, Overshadow. Well played. Still early, but after preseason, I feel better rather than worse after watching Love play. I think that's a legit takeaway, right? I mean, especially since other than 20 or so media members who were allowed to watch practice last summer, most of the public has not seen Jordan Love take a snap as a Green Bay Packer. And last year, what we saw in those close practices was not great. There were, you know, some nice throws here and there, but overall operating the offense, etc., it was tough to watch. He has grown exponentially from last year to this year, and that's a good thing. But for the general public, I think, yes, it's a great takeaway to see, okay, there's this guy we haven't seen anything out of. What does he look like? You know, and I think, yeah, there was a lot of encouraging signs throughout the preseason. It really sucks he had to miss that Jets preseason game. But for the most part, I think you saw a guy taking a step. Again, it's about what can he learn? What will he take away? Can he continue to develop and not plateau? That's all you can ask for. John, thanks for the super sticker. Greatly appreciated, buddy. Too old for this. Thanks for the super chat. Catch any of the Liverpool-Chelsea game. I saw it go to 1-0, and I saw it get tied up at 1-1. I have no idea what happened after that because I was working, unfortunately. Brett, thanks for the super chat. Thanks for helping me make sure I received a lot of ball game left shirt. Truly appreciate it. Go Pack Go, baby. Game day ready. Brett, I'm glad you got it. If anybody's looking to buy any merch before the season starts, you got 2 weeks to get it there. Head down right below this video on YouTube. There's a shelf with some of our stuff, and you can just click through there, get to our merch store, get all your Packer goodness before the season begins. If you're listening or watching someplace else, head to cheeseheadtv.com. On the top menu, there's a link to our shop right there. You can get everything you need, including the lot of ball game left shirt. Jake, thanks for the super chat. Looks like we have a possible three-headed monster at running back. I'm loving Kylan Hill. Jake, I very much am as well. I said earlier in the video, he is half of a first down waiting to happen every time he touches the ball. Brian, is it bad? This is the highlight of my day. No comment. Why did they cut Kamal Martin? Sherlock, because he wasn't very good. Point blank. Physical kid who just could not put it together as far as playing under control, within angles of the defense, being what's asked of him as far as read and react, etc., adjustments on the fly. None of that was there last year, and precious little kind of growth in that area to this summer and then this camp. Sometimes that happens, man. Sometimes, you know, you're physical and make a few plays and people get excited, but you never really progress. Also, you know, you do wonder how much of the injuries have caught up to him, maybe, as far as being a step late, etc., and things of that nature. Joe Barry better get to work. Brandy, he's been to work. He's working every day. Begleton practice squad. Krista, I would suspect so. We'll see. That's an interesting proposition because he certainly had a good camp and really came on in preseason, but it's no given. Let's put it that way. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. I almost added who cares to that DPI question. It was just a real nerd question. Anyone flash for you today? Pappies. Chauncey Rivers. I really like him. I really hope they find a way to keep him around. I think he could help them. And I thought Ben Braden had a nice day at right tackle. Those are my two. John, thanks for the super chat. Thumbs up, Taylor, McDuffie, and Hill. Thumbs down, Hanson, Gaines, and Sternberger. Gaines did some nice stuff. He also was out of position a couple times. I'm with you on Hanson and Sternberger just because of the blown block. Taylor, yes. McDuffie had one of the best tackles of the game. It was in garbage time, but I thought he acquitted himself well on that sack. He's finally allowed to blitz from the A-gap on third down. That was nice. And Hill, yeah, Kylan Hill, star of the day, no doubt. What did I think of A.J. Dillon today? He ran and got what was blocked, did some nice things after contact. He didn't get hurt. That's a win. Big, big win. Like seeing Black fly up the field. Not sure how he was in coverage, but seems aggressive. Yeah, I said during camp, he's one of the few guys in the secondary who actually seems to enjoy contact. We know how rare that is in Green Bay. Is Sternberger on the bubble? I would think so after the comments we heard from Justin Outen that I highlighted in our Guys Who Need to Step Up video. Now, he's a free roster spot for the first 2 weeks, so I don't know if he gets cut like coming into this 53-man roster cutdown, because they can literally just keep him for 2 weeks while they make that determination and hold on to, say, a Daphne or maybe somebody at a different position group and then make that determination heading into week three. But he is definitely not a lock, let's put it that way. Can you please send some healing vibes for Adamas? Thank you, Matt. All the healing vibes for Willie Adamas. Good Lord. Is the weapon in trouble? Mason's punt looked acceptable. Well, yeah, but don't forget back in the day when Atlanta had a guy doing kicks and punts, and that fell apart for them. I think they would if they were to move on from Mason, which is very much, or not Mason, if they were to move on from JK, which is very possible, they would go outside and find another punter. I would be absolutely shocked if they moved to Mason full time for both. Josh Nyman, not very impressive. Well, Zach, he's a third on the depth chart, fourth on the depth chart, really, guy going up against Jerry Hughes in the starting defense of the Buffalo Bills, who are Super Bowl contenders. So, yes, sometimes a bit of a rough day for Josh at times. But, yeah, I don't think it was quite as terrible as I see some people talking about in the comments. Justin, thanks for the super chat. I thought Love played really well between the 20s and the red zone. This ain't Utah State. Well, that's fair. Totally fair. And but that's the thing, right? And you get to the league and shit gets fast, man. You know, things shrink down in the red zone and guys are a hell of a lot faster. You gotta pull the trigger. And I thought he tried to do that on the slant on the fourth down. You know, he's just going against an all-pro corner. You know, now if that's Devontae Adams, who knows? Maybe that releases a little better, gets that inch or so needed, separation, etc. You know, that's the game of inches, right? But yeah, I agree with you. I thought they moved the ball really well. I talked about that a little while ago. I thought that the offense in general moved the ball really well, pretty much all day long until they got in the red zone and they got in trouble. Uncultured, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Afternoon nags, like some of the young kids on the roster, the rest are meh. The tune of the day is It's All Right by The Impressions. Pappies. Thanks, Uncultured. Always appreciate the music. Resign the MVP or accept the risk that comes with Love. Huh? The risk? You mean of moving on? Resign the MVP and risk Father Time showing up? There's risk in every decision. And the Packers clearly are planning for the future. The only risk is not planning for the future. Aha. Who do I think is more likely to make the roster, Nyman or McDuffie? Oh, McDuffie. Absolutely. They said on the broadcast, Hill is pushing for running back two. Is that true? Was Ben Searmans on the broadcast? Because he's probably the only one who really knows. So I would say they're just guessing. He's playing a lot and getting a lot of opportunities. I don't think he's vying for running back two. Could a guy like Heflin warrant trading Lowry due to a future cap reasons? Duke, you're talking about the cap. Who is trading for Dean Lowry? And his contract, even though it's been adjusted and it's much more in line now. Takes two to tango. Brett, thanks for the super chat. You talk a lot about Love continuing to progress will determine if they want to start him next year. Has he done enough or what will management look for next? They'll continue to monitor every single thing he does during practice and throughout the season. Obviously, the idea being, yes, there's a very good chance they're going to pull the trigger on Aaron Rodgers and trade him after this season. Now, if he completely falls apart during the year, however that might be, maybe they hold off on that idea, but I don't think he did anything to make them think, this isn't the guy. We'll see. Long way to go. But I'd be shocked if Aaron's still back in 2022. Dexter Williams done? I would think so. I said on my Guys Who Need to Step Up video, he needed to come in and just light the world on fire to have a chance at the 53, and I haven't seen anything close to that this summer. I mean, it's not, you know, not ripping on the guy. It's just, he just hasn't put it all together in any phase, in any way. And some of that is a product of, yes, he's been running with threes and fours, and sometimes the offensive line hasn't been great. And maybe, you know, the guys around him aren't pulling their weight, but man, he just needed to do a lot more, I think. Gary, thanks for the super chat. Been watching for years, Nags. You're the best. That's really nice of you to say. Thanks, buddy. Are these closed? Are there closed practices from now on? Yes, Brandy. The last open practice to the media was this past Thursday. Kelly, he isn't the guy. You said the same thing about Aaron Rodgers when Brett Favre was the quarterback. It's good to see you again. And if you didn't, tons of people did. And guess what? They were all wrong. We don't know what he is. He could be the guy. The Packers are the ones who get to make that determination, not us on the internet. Is Love going to be like Favre with boneheaded INTs? We'll find out. Is that on his way to a three-time MVP career with a Super Bowl championship and certain Hall of Fame lock? I'll take it. Justin, thanks for the super chat. It drives me nuts. People forget Love is essentially a rookie. Last year doesn't count for much rep-wise. Very much agreed, Justin. Nice beer glass. Thanks, Oz. That's right. I got your glass here, buddy. I'm enjoying myself a little Dale's Pale Ale. Shout out, not an ad, but Dale's. Call me. Marco, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, dreading this preseason bye week. Thanks for all your coverage. Will you be posting a roster prediction? You know, I used to do the 53-man prediction thing back when a handful of people were doing it. Now everyone and their mother has a 53-man roster prediction, and they're all essentially somewhat mostly the same. What's one more? Why waste the bandwidth, right? Like, you'll have plenty to choose from on the internet, including at Cheesehead TV. I know Al does one every year. A couple of other people do them, and why, right? Why? I mean, people have been doing 53-man roster predictions since the start of camp. They're like, at this point, they're just like mock drafts, right? They're fun conversation starters, but ultimately, why bother? That's me. Marcus, thanks for the super chat. $5 for putting up with these whiny babies. Now, Marcus, I appreciate the shout out, the sentiment, and the support. But man, people fan how they want to fan. I understand. Look, I'm not, despite what the internet will tell you, I do not think I have it all figured out. I do not think I'm always right. But I have been on this planet for 48 years, and I have been watching the Packers for 45 of them. My earliest memory in my life is my grandpa taking me to Lambeau Field when I was 3 years old. So I've watched the Packers a whole fuck of a lot. And I know the history, and I know the ebbs and flows and the ups and downs of the game and players and teams, etc. So, you know, all this time later, I know a few things. And I have opinions, just like every other fan. And I put them out there, and people bring stuff back, and sometimes they're supportive, sometimes they're not. Sometimes they are whiny babies, whatever. But it's like, we're all fans. We're all just trying to get through this thing we call life and enjoy green and gold football, and I'm all for it. Most people, I would say 99% of the folks on here are really respectful and really great, even when they're complaining, even when they're telling me I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. It's mostly great. And while I appreciate it, I do think people are allowed to fan however they want to fan. One of my best friends in the whole world is one of the worst people to watch a game with. And no, I'm not talking about Banky. One of my oldest friends in the world. But he is one of those people who all he does is bitch. Like, every single down, every single decision, every single play is the worst thing ever until they score a touchdown. And then it's like, yay. But then we get right back at it when the team's on defense and this is the worst, that's the worst. It's just a release, right? That's just how some people are. And I try not to gatekeep on that stuff. You want to whine, you want to bitch, that's you, man. That's how you come to football. Cool. Rock and roll. But again, Marcus, I appreciate it. Rambo 09, thanks for the super chat. Love is the future. My body is ready. See, well, there you go. There's the other side of it. Someone saying love's not it. Someone saying love is the future. And away we go. I love it. Love not bad. See, Kirk Clark cutting to the bone right there. Love not bad. You know what? Love is not bad. Love is a great, many splendored thing. Oh my gosh. This is the worst question I've ever been asked. Will Taysom Hill's fantasy position be reevaluated to allow him eligibility for tight end again this year? Cody, see, what's so awful about that is that A, it's a Taysom Hill question. B, it's about fantasy football. And C, you're talking about playing Taysom Hill at tight end. Like, there's so much, there's all sorts of levels to awfulness to that question. So I will only say probably. How's that? I can't watch Packers football with anyone else unless I'm at Lambeau, and even then it's annoying. Matt, I used to be like that. I've chilled with age. You would never know what I know from watching Watch Party, but I used to be like that. I had to watch by myself, like in a room all by myself, just pacing, whatever. Like, I had to do that. I think I've mellowed a little bit. Having kids has helped in that regard. Like, I've told the story before, when Tynes hit the field goal to beat the Packers in overtime in the NFC Championship game back in the day, Olive was a week old and like resting on my chest asleep, and Tynes kicked the field goal, and I just was like, okay, Packers season's over. I mean, I was heartbroken, obviously, but it's like, it just changes your perspective a little bit, you know? Back in the day, I would have been crying and wailing and out on the street, like tearing apart the world, but you grow older, you go hopefully a little wiser. Love on a battlefield. married guy. When do the injury reports start, Nags? Next, not this next week, Monday, but they'll be the following week. And actually, it'll be a week from Wednesday will be the first official injury report for week one. A week from Wednesday. Will Campbell close the revolving door at inside linebacker? Duke, that's a very good question. I suspect so. I'm going to be interested to see how they divvy up the playing time between he and Barnes. I know Campbell was getting the reps with the ones all by himself this last week in camp. No word yet on whether that's about giving, you know, Barnes some rest or if that's a kind of a move they've made. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. And I suspect we'll probably start to get those answers week one, but I think he'll certainly help. I've said many times, I think, you know, for a team that has gone through a lot of band-aids at that position, I think he's an industrial sized band-aid. I don't think he's going to be a long-term superstar, but I think he is going to improve the level of play at that position. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers. We made it, folks. We got through camp. The preseason's over. 53-man roster. The initial roster will come out on Tuesday. Make sure you're joining Andy Herman and I Tuesday night. Hit like and subscribe to the channel so you don't miss it. Andy and I will break down all the decision-making, all the guys who made it, guys who didn't, who we think will come back on the practice squad, things of that nature. We'll be breaking it down Tuesday evening, so be here for that. In the meantime, I'll be back on Monday morning with Packers Daily. Hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.